Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadget 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Xiaomi Redmi Note 6 Pro. I know the name is quite a bit of a mouthful, but the phone is anything but. This is a successor to the Redmi Note 5 Pro, which was quite popular in every single list that Gadget 360 made about the best phones under 15,000 rupees. Readers, listeners, viewers, all of these people have loved this phone as well. We have a certain complaint list with the Redmi Note 5 Pro, but that list is quite short. Now, mostly our issues were simply with the fact that MIUI has a bunch of ads and the camera couldn't be just as good. So the Redmi Note 6 Pro, since it's an upgrade to the Redmi Note 5 Pro, is a pretty interesting smartphone. And to talk about that, we have a reviewer, Aditya Shenoy, who's currently testing the phone. Almost all of his testing is completed and he'll be talking about this phone. Hi, yeah. Aditya.
Hello, guys.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So, I think first maybe I would like to talk about the changes to the Redmi Note 6 Pro in terms of the design. Now, I know there is a notch in this phone.
Yeah.
But beside that, is there any design change that people will see, those who had the Redmi Note 5 Pro?
Well, from the Redmi Note 5 Pro to the Redmi Note 6 Pro, the design change is very minimal. So from the back, if you see, the metal backplate has a slightly different design. It does not go right till the edge. So that's a minor change there. And the other thing I also observed is that, say, if you keep the Redmi Note 5 Pro, the Redmi Note 6 Pro, and the Xiaomi Mi A2 with the screen down on a table, it'll be really hard to figure out which is, the Redmi Note 6 Pro, because all of these three devices look identical from the back. So a dual camera, vertically stacked dual camera setup at the back, fingerprint scanner in the center. Pretty much all these three phones look identical from the back. From the front, like you said, it has a notch display, so that is where the differentiation is. This is Xiaomi's second smartphone with a notch in India. The Redmi 6 Pro was the first one. And yeah, they've made the notch is bigger. So the one we've seen on the 6 Pro is a little smaller. This is a little bigger. And they've put a dual camera setup over there. So you have a 20 megapixel selfie camera, just like the Redmi Note 5 Pro. But you get a secondary 2 megapixel depth sensor as well for those portrait shots.
Yeah, so with this phone, the hardware is Snapdragon 636 in terms of the chipset. It has 4GB of RAM and 64GB of storage in one variant, and there's another variant with the same storage but 6GB of RAM.
Yeah.
So, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/gadgets360, we have put up an unboxing video of this phone. And the comments are loaded with people who are saying, what is Xiaomi doing? Why Snapdragon 636 again? We got the Redmi Note 5 Pro, which was groundbreaking at that time. But now the Redmi Note 6 Pro has the same processor and looks like the same RAM and storage variant. So why should we be excited about that?
Well, absolutely. That was the first thought that came to my mind as well, because the Redmi Note 4, when it launched, it had a Snapdragon 625 processor. After that, the Redmi Note 5 Pro was launched with a Snapdragon 636, and it was a massive jump. So naturally, people were expecting that, you know, the Redmi Note 6 Pro will have the similar jump compared to the Redmi Note 5 Pro. And I was actually speculating that it might be powered by a Snapdragon 660 processor. So that is what I was thinking. But it's the Snapdragon 636. It isn't a bad processor. But yes, based on Xiaomi's record, the track record of processors in, like, you know, at low prices, powerful processors at low prices, I was expecting a different processor.
So I will, you know, venture forth and like make some of my own theories. Mm. Now, whatever I'm going to say for the next maybe, I don't know, minute or so is pure speculation. So here's my theory first, why this has a Snapdragon 636 processor. So I think Xiaomi probably, like, when they buy processors from Qualcomm, like, they have a like big deal, right? It's not like, give me 10 processors and I'll put it in like 10 units.
Yeah.
They've made a longer play, and maybe they have this processor, like multiple units or whatever. They had a long-term commitment with Qualcomm. So they're using it in multiple phones. Now, Snapdragon 625 was their favorite processor. It's even in the Redmi Absolute. 6 Pro, which you had reviewed earlier.
Yeah.
So now 636 could be there for phones in this price range. Yeah. And the second theory that I have is that the Mi A2, that has the Snapdragon 660, and they're charging a slight premium for it. And they're not yet ready to bring that processor down to much cheaper levels, because then people will stop buying the Mi A2.
Yeah, so that could be one criteria there. But, you know, the way I look at it is the first theory seems more plausible, because they have like Snapdragon 636 processors in bulk. And the 625 is what they're pretty much using in every smartphone that they have. I think they're close to 5 or 6 Xiaomi smartphones with the Snapdragon 625. And the Redmi Note 5 Pro was the only one with the 636. So it is possible that they have a lot of stock of the 636 processors, and that is why they're doing it. With the Mi A2, well, I think they might have had a similar deal for the 660 as well. So that is what I was thinking. You know, they could have got the 660 in the Redmi Note 6 Pro as well. But the Mi A2 is completely different, I think, because it does not run MIUI and it's on stock Android. I think Xiaomi does not have the same level of interest, if I may say, in, you know, because MIUI is their own. And a lot of people actually, people who have used Xiaomi, the MIUI, they prefer it to other, you know, I think that's their favorite UI compared to all other UIs out there. So for Xiaomi, I think it would make more sense to you know, sell a phone with MIUI, because primarily they also put in a lot of ads in there. So that way, I think that would have made sense. So yeah, overall the processor, it's not something that you're getting an underpowered processor or something of that sort. We've seen other manufacturers pulling in processors from the last year and then shipping them. But Xiaomi is not doing that. The 636 is still a good, competent processor, because when you look at the market, in and around 15,000 rupees, most of the phones are powered by this processor. So the Nokia 6.1 Plus, for instance, even the Motorola One Power.
Zenfone Max Pro M1.
The Zenfone Max Pro M1. That phone has been pretty much there from, say, 10,000 all the way up to 15. So I think that's it's that range. I think that's the processor that is popular. So maybe Xiaomi would have thought, okay, let's just do the same thing.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe Qualcomm also has not been moving as fast as they were earlier. So the 636, I don't think, you know, there has been a proper upgrade to that one at, like, this kind of a price range in the last whatever year.
Yeah,
or so.
We haven't seen any new processors under the 20,000 rupee segment, mostly. See, because now we are hearing rumors that the Pixel 3 Lite will be powered by a Snapdragon 600 series processor.
70 or something.
Yeah, 670. And so there's no new processors there. You have in the 600 series, the only one recent ones that I can think of is the 636 and the 660. And that's about it. So Snapdragon does not have a new processor. So I think that might also limit options that manufacturers have.
Yeah, so in the first place. I was actually like, surprised that, you know, Xiaomi on the budget segment. See, you know, these all, like, all these things are interlinked. Now, in the budget segment, Xiaomi has gone with the Helio A22 and P22 processors, right?
Yeah.
And then in the, like, slightly higher segment, they have not used the P60, which, you know, a bunch of other companies have. Instead, they've stuck with Qualcomm. So, yeah. Again, back to what we discussed earlier, probably they have a, you know, longer-term deal with them. So, that's why they are sticking to these processors and they are not ready to, like,
absolutely experiment with newer processors.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, they don't like something about the Helio P60, which is why they haven't changed.
Well, we know that it heats a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that said, the P60 is more powerful than the Snapdragon 636.
Yeah.
So, for instance, the benchmark scores are a little higher, and the GPU on the P60 is powerful. So, when you're gaming, you will be able to play it at better graphic settings, but at the cost of the phone heating up slightly.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not just about what hardware you pack in there. The absolutely overall experience has to matter. Now, in this, there are two aspects that we need to mention. So, one of these is the battery life of this phone. Now, I have, like, heard complaints, and there was even a story on our website, gadgets360.com, where I think overall, you know, like, there was, I think it was from a wire service based in the US, where somebody had compared how battery lives of various phones have changed in the last few years. And it turns out that, like, phones 3 years ago actually had better battery life than phones of today, because companies are packing in more sensors at the cost of a battery, because they're like, okay, we've hit this target, which is, like, the phone has to last for 1 day. We don't actually want to take it to 2 days. We want to pack in other technology. So, with the Redmi Note 6 Pro, what have you seen in terms of battery life, and how does it stack up and compare against the Note 5 Pro?
Okay, so the Note 5 Pro, when we had it last year, I was actually reviewing the Redmi Note 5 at that point, and Royden was reviewing the Note 5 Pro. So, the Note 5 Pro had good battery life. Even in our HD video loop test, it went on for 16 hours and 36 minutes. The Redmi Note 6 Pro, on the other hand, it clocked an hour less. So, it managed like 15 hours and 36 minutes in our test. But in terms of usability, it has, like, it is an all-day phone. Like, you get it off the charger at 9. And so, I had it off the charger at 9. I used it for navigation. WhatsApp is always on. Even played, like, 20 to 25 minutes of PUBG. And by the time I went home, I think I still had about over 35% left in the tank. And this being a 4000 milliamp hour battery, I think even with very heavy usage, you still will be able to get through, say, one full working day. So get it off the charger at 9 with probably heavy usage, you will still reach home at, say, 9 or 10 and still have charge left.
Okay. So, you know, I'm actually a bit disappointed to see that it's not as good as the Redmi Note 5 Pro in terms of battery life. But, well, if there are other things in the works which are, you know, just as good or better than the Note 5 Pro, then I'm not going to complain that much. So, now that brings me to the camera. So, the camera has not been that great in Xiaomi phones that are under 15,000 rupees. So, what are the results that you've seen with the Redmi Note 6 Pro?
So, the thing is, Xiaomi's biggest... I would say that the competitor to the Redmi Note 6 Pro would be the Mi A2. Because in terms of camera performance, the Mi A2 is pretty much my benchmark for phones under 20,000 rupees. Primarily because it has a dual camera setup, the Mi A2, and it performs really well in different lighting conditions. Most of these cameras of on phones under 20,000 rupees have an issue with low light. Now, click photos with the Redmi Note 6 Pro. It has AI camera as well, and it is very capable of detecting different subjects. So I've clicked photos of puppies, kittens, plants and stuff, and it can detect. Even cars, you know, when you point it toward a car, you do see an icon on the AI camera switching to cars. And it can recognize what the camera is pointed towards and click it. In daylight, it captures good amount of details, macros especially, you know, flowers and stuff. It does it really well. In low light, I think it still is like a tiny point shorter than the Mi A2. But apart from that, when it comes to focusing and stuff, this has dual pixel in the primary camera, just like the Mi A2, if I'm not wrong. And that is capable of focusing very quickly. So in terms of camera, I'd say it's a step up from the Redmi Note 5 Pro. But I'd say it's still like marginally like hairline behind the Mi A2, according to me.
Okay, so since, you know, you've compared both of these phones multiple times now, why does the Redmi Note 6 Pro have a micro USB port?
Well, that is something I think Xiaomi might have said, okay, and at this price point, people still use a micro USB port. And, you know, you'll probably have people who are upgrading from, say, a 10,000 rupee phone to something like the Note 6 Pro, which should be around 15 or 16,000 rupees, looking at the specs and everything. So, it looks like it's for them. They've just retained the port. They could have gone for a USB Type-C, which I have seen most other manufacturers doing at this price point. So, you have the Nokia 6.1 Plus. You have the Moto One Power. Even the cheaper Nokia 5.1 Plus has a Type-C port. So, I think Xiaomi kind of said, okay, let's not do it with this iteration. And that was one of our cons in the Redmi Note 5 Pro review as well, that, you know, it lacks a USB Type-C port. So I think Xiaomi just did not take it that seriously. He just thought that, okay, people don't need a Type-C port right now. So probably you'll see that in the Note 7 Pro.
I tell you what. So with the Xiaomi Mi A1 that was launched last year, it was a USB Type-C port from day one. And that was a sub 15,000 rupees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mi A2 is now retailing at 16,000.
Yeah. Still has a Type-C port.
It has a Type-C port. So right now, you know, I'll get the confession out of the way first. We are recording this episode like slightly before the price was announced after we finished our review. We are recording on 20th November. Okay, we don't know the price yet. The reason we have to do this is because of certain scheduling conflicts. I'm basically traveling the rest of the week. So this is the only day I could record. But with that out of the way, the price guess that I would make for this one, since the Redmi Note 5 Pro 464 is going for 14,000, I would guess that this is going to launch at the 15,000 rupee price bracket. Because there's no way it's going to be cheaper than the Redmi Note 5 Pro.
Yeah, so that is my guess as well. It will be slightly higher, primarily because we've seen the Redmi Note 5 is missing. So that was around 10,000 rupees. And instead, you have the Redmi 6 Pro over there. So, similar processor, 625. And so, a 10,000 rupee price point can be clearly ignored. And knowing that the Redmi Note 5 Pro is selling at 14,000 rupees, the lowest variant, I don't see the Note 6 Pro being priced anywhere near it. So, it would mostly be higher than that. My guess would be that it might just clash with the Mi A2 pricing. So, they might be 16 and 18 like the Mi A2, or 15 and 17, just so that, you know, they plug the gap between the Redmi Note 5 Pro. And so the ideal pricing would be 15,999, because that is where you have the Nokia and the Motorola smartphones, which are a part of the Android One program. So they're sitting right there at 15,999. So I think Xiaomi is just going to do that.
No, I don't think so. You know why? Because Mi A2 is at that price point, right?
Mi A2 is 15,999. 1,000 rupees more.
Yeah, but that's what you said, right? I think, did you mean like 14,999 is the ideal price point?
No, I would say 15,999.
So, you know, that's the Redmi Note 6 Pro, I think should be around the 14,999 price bracket. Because the Mi A2 now with the Nokia 6.1 Plus and the Motorola One Power, all these three phones are now at the 15,999 price bracket.
Oh, yeah.
So for the Note 6 Pro, I think the ideal one would be 14,999.
14,999.
So that
is
1,000 rupees less than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so more
basically,
people will go for it maybe.
What Xiaomi is planning to do is give people three options for every 1,000 rupees. So you have the Redmi Note 5 Pro, then you have the Redmi Note 6 Pro, and then you have the Mi A2. It kind of makes sense because, like I said, the Note 6 Pro has got really good cameras, but it's got the processor from the Redmi Note 5 Pro. It's like a best of both worlds.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much there. If we get the price wrong, if we get the price right, I don't think we should be surprised.
Okay, then. So the elephant in the room is MIUI. Now, we've complained a bunch of times that, you know, there are just too many ads in MIUI and Xiaomi is prioritizing those tiny little margins or those tiny little profits it gets from serving these ads via various apps over user experience. So you've seen the same problem with the Redmi Note 6 Pro, or have they changed something?
Absolutely. The exact same problem. The ads just keep coming in. So that's one issue. The other thing is that they have MIUI 10 now. So it is a little different. Multiple elements have been changed and it's a good UI to use. So little stuff like, you know, your volume bar, the graphics have changed. Rest, everything felt the same. Like, you know, you have multiple apps pre-installed, lots of Xiaomi apps installed, and you'll have them pushing some or the other notification there. So, you know, spammy notifications is my number one issue with MIUI as well. So you have the video app that is constantly pushing you some or the other notification that, you know, it looks like clickbait. Like a lot of people would be intrigued to click. So not required, completely unnecessary is my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think at some point Xiaomi will stop this nonsense.
Hopefully so.
Yeah, we'll see. Another complaint has always been that Xiaomi launches its phones via flash sale.
Yeah.
This one, we are not yet sure if they're doing it via flash sale, but all trends, everything that Xiaomi has done so far, it points towards the same thing. So in some time when the demand for this phone goes down and supply evens out, at that point, it'll be available via open sale, as we've seen with all Xiaomi phones. But still, you know, I'm going to call that another negative. Available via flash sale. Can't buy when I want to buy.
Yeah, I think flash sale is definitely a negative point there. But when it comes to the Redmi Note 6 Pro, I don't honestly know how much demand will be there for this particular product. I'm saying this primarily because at a 1,000 rupee difference, you have phones like the Nokia 6.1 Plus and the Moto One Power, which have like guaranteed Android updates there. It's a part of the Android One program and a clean UI. Earlier, what you had was like Xiaomi. A lot of people would wait for Xiaomi flash sales primarily because it offered really good hardware at really low pricing. But now, as we've seen, the pricing has gone up and everyone else is offering similar hardware, which means that, you know, even if you miss out on a flash sale, well, you do have good product alternatives at roughly the same price.
Yeah, and at that price, the Nokia and Motorola's price, 16,000 rupees, you get the Mi A2, which has stock Android, which also has like a clean, you know, UI.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
And
it has better cameras.
Yeah, so. And it's available on OpenSale, so you can buy it pretty much anytime you want it. So I think they shouldn't do that with the Redmi Note 6 Pro. They should have stocks in line just so that they can hit. So the Note 5 was, as Xiaomi claims, that the Note 5 Pro was one of the most sold dual camera setup smartphones in India. So if they want to do something similar with the Note 6 Pro, I think they'll need to have stocks. Otherwise, people have alternatives this time.
Exactly. But you know what? Like in Xiaomi's defense, the value of rupee is constantly fluctuating against the dollar.
Yeah.
So cutting price down would be a big challenge for them, which is something I can completely understand. So, you know, people were complaining about like, oh, why does this have Snapdragon 636 and still, you know, it costs so much? Well, it's because the prices of components and all the currency fluctuations, all these things also impact the final price. And if they're able to meet that sub 15,000 rupee price tag for now, I think it is good enough. Even though you get the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1 starting at much lower, like around the 11,000 rupee price bracket when it's not on sale. On sale, it goes down to 10,000 or so. But yeah. I think overall, Xiaomi does have its work cut out with this phone. So going forward, it's going to find like things are a lot tougher than they were earlier when Xiaomi was the only player in the market offering this much, you know, good value for money, etc. But going forward, we'll see much more, you know, tough competition from other phones.
Yeah.
I think that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. If you use one of these fancy apps to listen to podcasts, then please do rate us. I mean, you can go to Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, Google Podcasts on your Android phone, rate our podcast and subscribe to it and leave reviews. These things, they help us a lot. In the meantime, we'll be back with another episode of Orbital next week. So stay tuned.